Okay, let's get going with hour number two. As you heard last hour with author-researcher William Bloom, talking about his book, Killing Hope, American CIA and Military Interventions Since World War II, it was quite clear in the few examples we were able to get to that these interventions, manipulations, and all the rest of it, armed aggression, destabilizing governments, suppressing movements for social change, assassinating political leaders, perverting and corrupting elections, and on and on and on and on and on, had nothing to do with political ideology. It had to do with big business, big money. All those things were basically set up in such a way that American corporate interests would ultimately prosper from it. Now, above and beyond that, above and beyond the profit motive, are American corporate interests, which are controlled by an even higher group of individuals, a hierarchy which has dwelled in the occult for centuries, if not millennia. And without a doubt, the world's number one scholar in terms of occult societies, secret movements, and fraternal orders, and other such sub rosa institutions is Jordan Maxwell. And Jordan's been a friend for years and has been a familiar voice on this program for just about as long as I've been on the air. He's back now in this second hour to give us his views of what's going on. Welcome back, my friend. And all I can say is, I guess, this is something you called, and I know you did, when I first talked to you about it 8 years ago. You've been predicting this for a long time.
Yeah, thank you again, Jeff, for having me on. Always a pleasure. You know,
sure.
This is something, even in my resume, if you go on my web, you will see in the first paragraph, I said this kind of, in this war-torn world, knowledge of religious societies, secret societies, and religious orders is far too important to ignore. And for many years, I've been out there talking to myself. And
there have been a few people listening, but Jordan has been doing this since about 1960.
Yeah.
And that's a long time, and he has been holding forth in empty rooms, in full rooms, and all rooms in between, telling people about occult or secret societies and how they control and manipulate the very fabric of life today under the guise of organized religion and so forth. And, yeah, it's about time. And maybe people now will start to wake up to the fact that you have an immense body of knowledge, Jordan, that you have constructed, which ought to be resourced and looked at by those who are trying to find out what's really going on.
Well, I'll tell you, Jeff, the reason why the world operates the way it does is because, generally speaking, the overwhelming majority of people on the earth are not bad. They're not evil. They just don't care. As long as their belly is full and everybody's happy, and I've had so many people over the years tell me, Jordan, you're the only one, you're the only person I know, one guy told me, very good friend, he said, you're the only person I know that makes a science out of studying craziness, you know, and what are you doing? Why don't you just go out and get a job and, you know, live like everybody else? Why are you worried about all this stuff? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And I said, of course it doesn't make any sense to you right now, but there will come a day, you can bet on it, there will come a day when what goes around comes around, and when, as Santayana said, those who will not learn from the past are bound to repeat the same mistakes. And I used to sit, and I've told you this before, I used to visit the German-American Friendship Society, and I loved the people, and I used to go to all their events and festivities, and this was many, many years ago, and I would sit and talk with some of the old German couples and the old German families, and I would ask them, I said, tell me the truth, didn't you know what Adolf Hitler was about, what he was up to? And they would say, no, we had no idea. We just believed that he was, you know, he was the duly constituted government. I mean, everyone voted, and he was the duly constituted government. And after all, he did represent the government.
He also put Germany back to work and made the country prosperous again. He was Man of the Year on Time magazine's cover. I've forgotten the year, 1938 or something like that.
Yeah, 38, I think it was. Man of the Year on Time magazine. And so was Mao Zedong and Stalin.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah. God, can you believe it?
Yeah, all three men were on Time magazine as Men of the Year. But anyway, and I used to think, and I would say to them as tactfully as possible, come on, you're telling me you didn't know what the Nazis were doing? And they would say, no, honestly, we really didn't. And but now that I look back on life, and I can kind of begin to reflect back on my experiences in life and talk to people, I think probably most of the people were right. They really didn't know what Hitler was doing.
Well, Americans don't know what our foreign policy has been doing for the last 55 years.
That's my point. That's exactly right. And so you ask the people today, well, didn't you know that Operation Paperclip, that was a product of what was called the Vatican rat lines? Didn't you know about the rat lines? I mean, obviously, you must have known that there were Nazis being brought into this country by the dozens and put into high positions in government. Didn't you know that? No. I said, well, how could you not know that? I mean, don't you read? Don't you keep up with the events? Don't you know the connection between the CIA and the Knights of Malta and the Vatican rat lines? Don't you know anything about the whole system of Nazism and fascism? Don't you know what the symbols on both sides of the presidential podium when the president's giving a State of the Union? Don't you know what those symbols on both sides of the president are? Have you ever looked at it? No. Well, how in the world could you possibly miss something so obvious as fascism? 7 foot tall fascists on both sides of the presidential podium where the president gives his State of the Union message, the symbols of world Nazi fascism, right there in your face. And so consequently, I think probably the German people were right. Maybe they didn't see it coming at all, just like Americans have never seen it coming.
No, the Americans didn't know that we basically underwrote Saddam Hussein. He was our CIA golden boy for years. We propped him up and sent him against Iran and that horrible war they had. And how many other examples? Our first hour guest, William Bloom, has written a magnificent book chronicling all these things. And the point is, American people, if they care, they have to research. They've got to understand what their government has been doing with their money and their goodwill for decades to begin to grasp why we are so disliked as a nation around the world. Until and unless we do that, we're never going to win anything.
Nope. Never. And all you're going to do is gain more and more enemies
exponentially
around the world.
Exponentially.
Because they see us living good and not caring about the poor people around the world and what's going on in other people's countries because of the CIA.
Yeah, and yet, Jordan, when you'd ask the average American about that, well, they'd say, what do you mean? What are you talking about? Wait just a second here. We send so many hundreds of millions a year overseas to help people with food programs, humanitarian programs. We've got the Peace Corps. That's all true, all very true. Sure. But on the other side of the coin, we have a whole different ballgame going on.
That's right, and most of that stuff has been going to the militaries of these countries who are also backing up our fascist imperialism around the globe.
Military dictators. It is said that less than 10% of the earmarked money for humanitarian aid actually ever gets to the people intended.
Well, that's it. There's a book put out by Christopher Simpson. I've got it in my hand called Blowback.
Oh, yeah.
And it's on the front cover. It says Blowback. Very, very powerful book.
That's the new buzzword, but what it says and what it means exactly what's it. We used to call it karma, but they call it blowback now.
That's it. But the title of this book is called Blowback, the First Full Account of America's Recruitments of Nazis and Its Disastrous Effect on Our Domestic and Foreign Policy. And it shows these top Nazis who are now big shots in the American government, in the U.S. government, all these top Nazis. And we don't know that. We don't know. All we know is that basketball and the Simpsons on TV and our job, and we're worried about our unemployment, and that's all we care about. We don't know that there are Nazis running America. We don't care. We don't care that George Bush has been doing business with the Nazis for years.
Well, and his grandfather, Prescott Bush, was twice busted by FDR and the federal government for trading with the enemy right at the height of World War II. He had two or more businesses that they nailed him with that were engaged in high finance and big deals with the Nazis during the war.
Yeah, that's the president today. His grandfather was pro-Nazi, dealing directly with Adolf Hitler during the war, when Americans were being killed and Europeans were dying at the hands of Adolf Hitler. Prescott Bush is financing, sending money and materials and making cutting deals with industrialists in America to help the Nazi war effort.
And so was the Xerox Corporation, which supplied the early tracking and early computer prototypes to countries around the world, including the German government, all through the war. And so on and so forth, and it's a much different world, friends, than most Americans will ever know. And unfortunately, a much different world than most Americans care to know about. And that was the point Jordan made, and that's the way it is, and that's how they get away with it all. They keep people in their comfort zones, they give them their TV, which is the most ruthless, withering weapon ever unleashed on humankind, and it is a total control device. Add to that pop culture, the so-called music, magazines, movies, and the average American doesn't have a chance. And then you stir in a little bit of our failed education system and look at the fact that 70-plus percent of our high school graduates are functionally illiterate. We're scoring at somewhere 49 out of 50 of the developed countries in terms of quality graduates. And you can see why we're in the mess we're in. Okay, I got a news bulletin just in from the Bloomberg service. They are reporting the Centers for Disease Control now investigating a second case of anthrax in Florida. This is reported by CNBC, citing NBC News as a quote. One man, as you may know, is already hospitalized in critical condition in Florida with the deadly virus. CNBC underscored that and said the disease is not contagious between people, which is not what we're hearing. Pulmonary anthrax is a different ballgame than that. So information not clear, but it seems to be a second case now of somebody in Florida with anthrax. We'll keep watch for you. Okay, Jordan.
I don't know where to start.
I don't either, but let's look at the big business. This, again, this whole Afghan thing is a struggle ultimately about money, about Caspian Sea oil and gas, and about that pipeline that is supposed to run through a hostile nation, the Taliban, who no doubt won't play ball like a friendly government might. We've got opium over there. It's again, huge. It's hundreds of billions of dollars potentially in revenue and income.
Let me read you something from a book I had back in 1959. It was published in 1958.
Well, Jordan, may I say one other thing, please, before you start?
Yeah, sure.
We know now that there were high-level contacts admitting that the Bush administration already planned to invade Afghanistan, and we knew this in July.
Absolutely.
So this was not a slapdash, throw-together revenge program after the tragedy of 9/11. This was already in the works, folks. All right, go ahead, Jordan.
Without a doubt, my take on this whole thing that happened, I think it's an absolute incredible that so many good people had to die. But if you'll remember, the people who run this planet from behind the scenes, like the mafias, these guys who are totally in organized crime, they don't care about human life. It's just business. There's nothing personal. But in a book I have that was published back in 1958, I want to read you from the forewords an interesting quote. It says, on August 15th in 1871, Albert Pike told Mazzini that after World War III was ended, those who aspire to undisputed world domination will provoke the greatest social cataclysm the world has ever known. We quote from his written words taken from a letter in the British Museum in London. This is in 1871, in August of 1871. This letter was written, and listen to the one paragraph. It says, quote, "We shall unleash the nihilist and the atheist, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all of its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, the origins of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization. And the multitude, now disillusioned with Christianity, whose deistic spirits will be from that moment on without compass or direction, but anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out into public view, a manifestation which will result from a general reactionary movement, which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time." End quote. That's 1871. The important point is that it says the origins of slavery and most bloody turmoil, then everywhere the citizens will be obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries and will exterminate those destroyers of civilization. And then finally, out in the public view, a manifestation which will result from a general reactionary movement. And I'm telling you, that's what we're seeing in America today, as a general reactionary movement.
A manipulated reactionary movement.
Totally, totally set up. This whole thing is a total setup. And what happened in Nazi Germany, Adolf Hitler realized that he, in order to get the power from the people, he had to do something on a scale which would be so awesome in scope and so profound in significance that it would frighten all of Europe and all of the people of his country into allowing him to become absolute dictator. And consequently, he had his own people blow up and burn down the Reichstag building, which was like our capital in Washington, D.C.
Exactly.
That got the Germans' attention,
yep.
And they were frightened to death.
And he offered to make them safe and secure, and they accepted on the spot. Be right back with Jordan Maxwell after this. Okay, welcome back. Talking to Jordan Maxwell. The Florida man who contracted the first case of anthrax has died. Passed away today. 63 years old, JFK Medical Center in Atlantis near West Palm Beach. Died of multi-system organ failure. They are saying he got it by drinking out of a creek in North or South Carolina. We've got a second case now. We also have 200 children at a high school in the greater Chicago area who have been stricken with a strange malady. School was closed today. Two out of, I think, 600 students. 200 out of 600. So we are watching. And the French government advised its populace to report any strange skin conditions which suddenly pop up immediately. Okay, Jordan.
Well, what I want to talk about for a moment, I have talked about over and over and over again, and I realize it's such an arcane and strange subject that most people don't relate to it, but I'm going to do it again. I want to talk about the importance in this particular scenario that we're living through right now, the importance of the planet Saturn. I believe that the planet Saturn is playing a very important part in what is going on in our country and around the world right now, but not in the way that you would think. I'm not talking about some implications in the astrological chart, though I also believe that there is some very legitimate knowledge in the ancient knowledge of astrology that is playing into this, though I shouldn't be a bit surprised. But no, I'm talking about the planet Saturn as it has been understood by the ancient secret societies of the world and how it was really came to its full understanding of the religion of the planet Saturn under the Nazis. The Nazi religion was based on the planet Saturn. The Saturn is the god of chaos, the god of darkness, Darth Vader, the evil occult force in the world, the dark side of the force. And Saturn was always referred to as the god of the dark sun, the black sun. And the planet Saturn plays a very, very important, pivotal role in the belief system of the Nazis and the revolutionary religious orders out of the Middle East. It's a very important subject that most Americans have never heard of and have no idea in the world about. But if you go to Mecca, for instance, in Saudi Arabia, you will find in Mecca a huge building which is squared, and then there's a courtyard, an enormous courtyard, which is a perfect circle, and within the courtyard there is a black square. There is a black building, a black cubed building. It's called the Black Cube or the Kaaba. The Kaaba is connected directly to the worship of the planet Saturn. This is why it is draped in black, and it is referred to as the Black Cube, from which we get the concept of a Kaaba stone streets, not cobblestone, but Kaaba stone, black square. And consequently, the black square, the Kaaba, is devoted to Allah, which is the symbol of the worship of Allah, is in the black square or the black cube of Mecca, is goes back to in all the reference works. You can go through and get the doctoral theses, go to UCLA and get all the doctoral works on it, go to all the reference works at the universities, and they all are telling you the same thing, that the black cube, the black square, which is the same black square marker board that you wear on your head when you graduate, the black square or black cube
same thing.
Is a symbol for the planet Saturn. And therefore, once a year, we have something called the Mardi Gras. And Mardi Gras is a celebration. It's called Carnival down in Rio, in South America, and in Mississippi, you know, in New Orleans, Mobile, Alabama. They have the Mardi Gras celebration, which is a Christian, an old, ancient, arcane Christian celebration. And the king of Mardi Gras is referred to as King Saturn. And the Carnival gives us our concept from carnivorous, a carnival, the eating of flesh, or the destruction of an old world order. And that's why in carnival you have, or Mardi Gras, you have this huge party.
Uh-huh.
It's one great big drunken fest party. And afterwards, and the party is celebrating the end of the world. And the king Saturn on the last day comes downtown and throws out all of the gifts to people, because King Saturn is the god of chaos and world destruction, the black square, the black cube. And then comes the new order of the world, in which all things are now quiet, all the war has quieted down, all the bloodshed is over, the party is now over, and now we pick up the pieces like they did in Germany and begin all over again now to build civilization up after the Great War. Well, all of this is understood by generals and by military people and by especially people who are well trained in the occult world of symbols and emblems and arcane subjects of which the military and the government of this country and around the world are always inquiring. What does this mean? What does that mean?
Uh-huh.
And so I'm telling you, the planet Saturn plays a very important part in the Middle Eastern religions, in the ancient East, and in the Western religions. Even in our theological systems in the Western world, the planet Saturn is profoundly important.
The god
of chaos and war, the god of destruction and violence.
And Mars, I understand, astrologically, is very active right now. Okay, stand by. And I want to make a correction. I think I said Xerox was working with the Nazis in World War II. Should have meant to say IBM. Xerox is now in China, moving its photocopy operation production over there. So, all right, got that straight. We'll be right back with Jordan Maxwell in just a minute. Okay, back with Jordan Maxwell. Conflicting reports continue to come in. We just keep watching and wondering. There are a lot of pieces of disinformation, propaganda designed to throw the adversaries off, of course. There is word now that administration and European officials are signaling that a major military action may not occur anytime soon, even as U.S. troops, warplanes, and ships gather in the Gulf region. One Pakistani wag or columnist, I've forgotten which it was, said this is the most powerful armada ever gathered together on the ocean in one location in history, when you consider all the firepower there. But now we get word that something may not happen soon. Something may happen later. But later, Jordan, in a few weeks, is going to be snow time. So we'll see. Be snowing over there. Those mountains are 20,000 feet tall in places.
Well, anyway.
All right, Saturn, you've linked it amazingly, right, to the Kaaba.
Yep.
That black cube. Can you imagine, Jordan, what would happen if someone, and I can think of a handful of different countries, organizations, and groups who would stand to benefit from the destruction of that holiest of holy shrines. Let's say someone flew an airplane in there with explosives and destroyed that centerpiece of the religion of 1.5 approximately billion people, all of whom are urged to make a pilgrimage to it at one time in their life or other.
Right.
Can you imagine what would happen?
Well, the same thing if you crashed 747 into the Vatican? What would happen if you crash the 747 into
See,
the
this,
Capitol?
This kind of thing always is out there, and you have to think about it.
Well, I know, especially when the secret societies and the most powerful hidden forces in the world are at work. I'm just amazed at how many people have never, you know, don't know anything about it.
Well, they're not, they don't have a chance. They got TV, football. Listen, how many instances have you been able to determine from our vantage point would suggest that there is a split or there are factions amongst this global elite that are they're at odds? They're not all single-minded. There's not a unanimity of purpose and goal here. Do you see any struggling going on up there at those high levels?
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, I'll give you one right off the bat. When Nelson Rockefeller died, I mean, a classic example, when Nelson Rockefeller died, they found him in his office in Rockefeller Center. And supposedly, the story was that, of course, they cremated his body within, I think it was 48 hours, his body was cremated, so no one will ever know. But it was supposedly said that he died of a heart attack because he was with some young girl. I don't buy it for a minute, but... But he died, and under mysterious circumstances, and the Rockefeller family had him cremated immediately, and that was it, at the end of the story. However, about 6 weeks later, Lord Louis Mountbatten, because the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds were having a falling out, and it was in the news, and it was scuttlebutt around the secret societies that the Rockefellers are having a falling out with the Rothschilds,
right,
as to who's going to play big cheese here.
Right.
And so Lord Louis Mountbatten was very, very important, like a first cousin to the Rothschilds. He was a very important man to the Rothschilds.
Yep.
And if you'll recall, off the coast of Ireland,
yep,
his yacht was blown to bits, and they couldn't even find his tennis shoes. And so I'm thinking to myself, are there falling outs at the top going on with wholesale murder going on? We know the mafia does this. We know the mob does that every now and then. They got to cleanse with blood. So I'm sure that there's some real serious falling out among the powers that be in this world. They're not all together.
How do we factor in, Jordan, the Illuminati, the New World Order, whatever you want to call it, and governments like that of India, the Islamic State of Pakistan, which are, by the way, exchanging artillery fire again in the Kashmir? We're trying to play both sides against the middle over there, of course, but you have these Asian countries, which don't necessarily line up with the occult societies of the Western world. I'm talking about the Chinese, of course, and the Indians.
Mm-hmm.
So where does this all lead us?
Well, I'm going to give you my opinion, and it's going to be pretty far out, but I think that there can be, a case can be made for the possibility that there is some sort of an other world connection behind the scenes, which Christians and Jews themselves would admit. I mean, you hear in Judaism and Christianity the existence of angels and demons, etc. I think there's something to that. I think that there's some legitimacy to that concept, but it's not what you think it is. And I tend to believe that there very well might be some sort of other world influence on mankind's affairs. And I think that the people in power in this world, and I'm talking about the people who run the world from behind the scenes, are very, very much in tune with and in touch with these other world entities and spirit entities or whatever you want to, sons of God, the Hebrews call them. In the Bible, I think that it's very possible that we are being led into, the whole world is being led into all of this mess by some very powerful and awesome intelligent minds and forces at work that we don't even, on our level, we don't even begin to know about. The UFO community has been talking for years about the existence of extraterrestrials. And let me also throw this in. The people who talk about extraterrestrials or being kidnapped or abducted, I guess the word is, Stanton Friedman made a profoundly important point once when he said that these people could make a testimony, give a testimony in a court against you, and you would be hard put to refute their testimony if they testified in a court and swear on a Bible that they saw you do something which is a capital offense. You would be in serious trouble because they have testified before a court that an eyewitness saw you do something. However, if they testify that they have seen extraterrestrials, now they're an idiot. And I said, wait a minute, you can't have it both ways. I mean, you have airline pilots that go into court and testify they saw you kill someone. You've got some serious problems. But if the airline pilot goes out and says that he saw a UFO, now he's an idiot. No, I think what we've got here is I think we have other world intervention in our civilizations, in our world. And I think the ancient Hebrews knew that. I think the ancient people in the ancient East knew that. And I think they're still here. That's just my opinion. But I wouldn't be a bit surprised if we're being led into all of this by some extraordinarily brilliant and powerful entities who, for a lack of a better term, I guess I would have to call ETs. I don't know. But if you want to laugh at that, then you better laugh at the Jewish religion. You better laugh at the Old Testament and the Bible. You better laugh at the Christian gospel. You can laugh at all of that. But around the world, very powerful people do not laugh at such things. Knowledgeable, intelligent men do not laugh at the world of the occult.
Exactly. And many of those people who would laugh at the ET issue are very busily consulting their own astrologers before they make any major decisions in their life. It's amazing. By the way, the man who passed away of anthrax in Florida was a former British journalist, a Briton living over here, worked as an editor for a tabloid called The Sun, which we've all seen at one time or another. And for the record, there have been only 18 cases of inhaled anthrax, the type of anthrax that took his life, in 103 years. The last was in 1978. And now we have reports of a second case in Florida as well. So watching this very carefully. And if you believe in coincidences, folks, well, of all the places on the planet, an Ebola-like virus is now breaking out and spreading through the Afghan-Pakistan border areas, right in the areas where this fighting is queuing up to take place. So think about that. Are there any coincidences?
I don't think so, not at this point.
Not anymore.
It's extraordinary stuff. You know, what about Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade? What was all that about? We're talking about the Crusades between the Christian world, the Christian West, and the Muslim world?
Muslim, sure.
I mean, what are we talking about, Last Crusade? And how come and the Cup of Christ, why does Steven Spielberg have Indiana Jones going after the Lost Ark, as we've talked about before, and have the Nazis going after the Lost Ark? Why does he have Indiana Jones going after the Cup of Christ in the Last Crusade, and why are the Nazis going after the Cup of Christ in the Last Crusade? And, of course, if you remember the Last Crusade movie, the Arabic secret societies are involved. If you remember, when Indiana Jones is fighting those guys in the harbor and being chased around on the boat, and then when he gets out of the boat, there are two Arabic guys standing there with fezes on, and he asks, who are they? And they said, we are the guards. We are the Brotherhood of the Protectors of the Holy Grail, and they are Arabic. What are we talking about here? Why is this, what are we seeing here? It's right in front of you. You just don't know how to read the symbol.
Indeed, but with people like you, Jordan, and there are very few of you, we can get a better glimpse into those secret symbols all the time. We will stay in touch and be back to you in a week or two as this continues to unfold. Meantime, stay in touch with me. If there's anything I need to know or our listeners need to know, please let me know.
Thank you very much. I would love to be with you.
Thanks, Jordan. Take care. Jordan Maxwell, a true legend in his own field of pursuit, that being occult societies. Be right back with more.